Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from some of the actors performing in Central College's production of Dead Man's Curve. It's adapted from the book Yellow Cab, written by Dr. Bob Leonard.
I'm a cab driver. I didn't know it at the time, but I became a cab driver in the emergency room of Loveless Hospital in Albuquerque, New Mexico. My wife, pregnant with our son, had fainted at work. She collapsed in the middle of teaching a class. I hurried to the hospital. Annie and the baby were fine, but she was told she couldn't work anymore during the pregnancy. At the time, I taught anthropology at the University of New Mexico, and without her working, we would not be able to pay our bills. Like most Americans, we were a two-income family and needed two incomes to make ends meet.
Okay, all right, good. Good timing. I think you can come in even a hair earlier.
Okay.
Okay? Right. Okay, where are we going next? What's next? What's the end of this? There's method to my madness here, I promise you.
That was Ann Wilkinson at the end there. She's the director, and she also adapted the play from the book Yellow Cab. She's really working hard with some of the actors because they're not only going to be performing it at Central where they've been rehearsing, they also need to know it backwards and front because they'll be taking it to a new location in Des Moines later this month. The play is a series of vignettes that take place inside a cab on the stage, and that confined space leads to some difficulties for the actors.
You have to play with the levels in your voice and actual emotion. You have to give yourself a place to go. You can't just start off with emotion and be everywhere. If you were on a big stage, you can go all around the stage. You have to stay put in the cab and you have to progressively build the emotion.
And it's not just their own movements that they have to worry about. They have to think about what's going on behind them, because in this play, unlike most others, they don't get to see the people that they're acting with.
You have to just trust that they're going to do what they have to do, and you can play off of their voice and their emotion that you hear. And I mean, we've rehearsed it enough to where we kind of form like a connection between, like, I guess, cab driver and the person riding in the cab. So it worked out nice.
For many of the actors, this is their first non-fiction performance that they'll be doing, and it caused a little bit of worry for some of them. They wanted to portray the characters accurately.
At first I was worried about, like, misrepresenting people or not performing the story like Bob Leonard would want it or something like that. But when he talked to us about it, he was thrilled that we were able to represent the characters, and he knows that we're not the actual people, but I think we're able to represent them and make them their own, our own.
And to play those characters accurately, they've been working long hours trying to perfect minute details in their movements and to bring a backstory to their characters.
Anne always tells us to make specific choices. What specifically hurts? What, you know, do you have arthritis? Do you have, where do you have arthritis? Yeah. What hurts? What movements hurt? Do movements doing this hurt more than doing movements this way? And I think that helps to bring out the difference in age between the characters that we play.
We kind of have created our own backstories to some of the characters because we don't know their entire story, so we create a lot of backstories ourselves. To, like, we will say, has this person been married before? Have they been divorced? And so we can kind of get that emotion before they actually got in the cab, in their life before they got in the cab, and bring it into the cab.
And it's important for them to get those characters down accurately because there's only a short amount of time that they'll be riding into the back of the cab, and they want you to see those characters as if you're the cab driver yourself.
It's people that you don't see, you don't normally pay attention to if you see them on the street, or if you don't get a glimpse of their lives. But cab driver is a little different because you get that little amount of time with them, but you can learn a lot about a person in 5 or 10 minutes.
I quickly found out that some very interesting things happen out there in the world that normal people rarely see.
Dead Man's Curve opens on Wednesday at Central College. It'll go through Saturday. It'll be on stage at the Des Moines Social Club from October 11th through 13th. Ticket information can be found at kniakrls.com. For KNIAKRLS News, I'm Brad Gasplin. You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.
And that takes money out of their pockets. Just repeat the address and log into a zone.